Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. And I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, there's a lot of concern about our National Guard and making sure that we have enough citizens who are willing to volunteer and go out there and do the hard thing of keeping our Commonwealth safe and also having to live up to military commitments that the National Guard has to deal with. And there is a new statewide program to help both National Guard members and their families deal with their education needs. What's going on here?
Mike, this is an outstanding program that the governor has proposed, and we're supporting it, I think, wholeheartedly in the legislature as well. What it does is it provides the opportunity for the families of the National Guardsmen to be able to use some of the educational benefits that the state provides to the National Guardsmen for their family members, to include their dependents. I would tell you that in my career in the United States Marine Corps Reserve, I got mobilized or called to active duty well over 10 times. And times have changed since September 11th, 2001. And candidly, it really changed when we had Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, whereby we started using what's called the Abrams Doctrine. And under the Abrams Doctrine, we started calling National Guardsmen and reservists up across the board. So I'm just giving an example historically, and when you're my age, we can talk about history. I'm not going to go all the way back to the Revolutionary War, but we'll get close. But prior to 1991, particularly during Vietnam, if you didn't want to go on active duty, you joined the National Guard. And so we frequently saw that people who were politically influential would get their children in the National Guard, and they would avoid any military service. Well, that all changed. And one of the big lessons that we learned from Vietnam was that the public, by not having National Guardsmen and reservists getting called active duty, didn't necessarily have the popular support of citizenry when the nation did have to go to war. So we created what was called the Abrams Doctrine after General Abrams. And we started calling National Guardsmen and reservists up to active duty on a regular basis. So what we have now is a situation is that the number, since we've been at war since September 11, 2001, we're seeing National Guardsmen with significantly more combat experience and military experience than their active duty counterparts, by far. We have people who don't want to leave active duty because if they go into the National Guard or Reserves, they'll get called up again. In fact, my son Matt has been recalled active duty, and he's leaving for the Middle East in just a few more months. So one of the things I would caution people about is that the National Guardsmen may not be able to actually use some of these educational benefits. So we wanted to give an opportunity for that National Guardsman to have some benefit to their spouse or to their children to be able to use some of those benefits as well as an additional recruiting tool so we can provide a greater and more robust National Guards force during this heightened period of need for the military service of so many great dedicated men and women in the Commonwealth.
Sounds like a great idea to keep people involved in keeping our Commonwealth safe. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.